Disabled researchers often face barriers while carrying out their work. So some scientists with disabilities are seeking to increase attention about the problem and come up with workable solutions. Anita Marshall is a geologist with the University of Florida. She recently told the Associated Press, AP, that while she faces some limitations, it does not mean she cannot do her job. Just because you can't do it like someone else doesn't mean you can't do it, she said. Marshall recently led an outing of disabled researchers to a natural lake in Southern California's San Bernardino National Forest.
The group included scientists and students with disabilities related to sight, hearing, and mobility. They visited Lost Lake, which sits along the area's San Andreas Fault. The fault contains two tectonic plates that can cause earthquakes. The trip was organized by Marshall's group, called the International Association for Geoscience Diversity. It aims to demonstrate the difficulties or challenges disabled researchers often face. Other groups also aim to improve access to field and laboratory work so those with disabilities feel welcome and stay. Taormina Lepore is a Western Michigan University paleontologist who went on the trip. She told the AP that one problem is that many scientists seem to value a single, traditional way of doing their work. This makes it more difficult to get changes for disabled researchers. On the trip to Lost Lake, everyone got to see the lake, even if they could not get there physically. Some attendees saw the surroundings on video taken by a drone. Lepore, who also researches science education, said an important part of the process is for scientists to think about what might help other scientists they work with. It's really about empathy, as much as it is about science. The National Science Foundation said in 2021 that disabled people make up about 3% of the science, technology, engineering, and math workforce. Scientists with disabilities say the low percentage is partly because labs, classrooms, and field areas are not designed for disabled individuals. Mark Letty used to oversee disability-related grants for the National Science Foundation. He noted that some students and faculty are still told they cannot work in a lab or do research safely. The Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990 does set rules for new buildings and labs. These include requiring ramps and walkways that can be used by people in wheelchairs. But making changes to older labs can be costly and difficult.
Alyssa Paparella is working on her doctorate degree in biology at Baylor College of Medicine in Texas. She founded an online community for disabled scientists. Paparella said a science building at one of her former schools did not have the needed buttons to open the doors. That's the front door that they're not even able to get in. Letty said, researchers with disabilities are invaluable because of their life experiences. They have to come up with creative ways to get past barriers in their lives, a problem-solving skill that is needed in a lab. Jennifer Piatek is a professor of Earth and Space Sciences at Central Connecticut State University. She uses a wheelchair, but was able to see through drone video.
Piatek said it was nice to be part of a community that took her needs into account. You can learn a lot from images and maps, but really you need to get to the space to be in it. Western Michigan's Lepore is a neurodivergent person with low vision. She noted, nature is not inherently accessible. Bushra Husseini works at New York City's American Museum of Natural History. She told the AP that by going on field trips, she learns new ways to support interns and volunteers who visit the museum. She said the supportive community of geologists is what keeps her coming back. We learn from each other, and we help each other. As a doctoral student, Marshall went on field trips with other students, but she often had to wait in the car because the organizers had not thought about her disabilities. Marshall wants things to be different for the next generation of scientists. The whole point of these little day trips is to just plant that seed out there, that there's another way forward, she said. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.
And I'm Katie Weaver.